When I was 25 years old, I moved in with a man who was 98. This man, whom I'll call Mr. Kessler, wasn't a friend or relative. He was a Holocaust survivor in the first stages of Alzheimer's disease, and I'd been hired to look after him. Although I had a background in clinical psychology, I was by no means a professional caregiver. I was hired because Mr. Kessler's son, Sam, thought his father shouldn't live alone. Once ensconced in Mr. Kessler's two-bedroom apartment in the Bronx, I became, as so many caregivers do, a record keeper of someone else's obsessions. Where are my keys? Have you seen my wallet? What day is it? Where do you live? Where do your parents live? He didn't ask these questions every day in the year I cared for him. He asked them 9 or 10 times a day. Every day. I wanted to help him, but I couldn't. I wanted him to appreciate my efforts, but he couldn't. Some mornings, Mr. Kessler knew who I was. Some mornings, he did not. Some days, he resented my presence. Some days, he was glad to have my company. And some days, as if in gentle reproof to his own forgetfulness, he looked at me and murmured, "How long have I been like this?"